There's something special about the new moon. We've all felt it. For astronomers, new moon means no moon. It's when the moon is in line with the sun. Lost in the solar glare, it's also lit up from behind, showing us its dark side. It's doubly invisible. But for many cultures, the new moon means something else. The first sighting of the thin returning crescent, one or two days after astronomical new moon. It's a very thin crescent, always low in evening twilight. After the moon's absence for a few days, it's kind of a lunar rebirth, and many cultures revolved ceremonies around that first sighting of the new moon. For Muslims, it officially marks the start of each month. The seasons vary enormously in how easy it is to observe a very young waxing moon. In the fall, the moon's orbit is almost horizontal compared with the horizon, making the very thin crescent impossible to see. But right now, the returning moon pops upward almost vertically from the sunset position. This is the easiest thin crescent of the entire year. Look very low in western twilight a half hour after sunset, this Tuesday, February 9th. If that proves too challenging, look on Wednesday or even Thursday, when the crescents will be fatter and higher, and no challenge at all. The same sequence repeats on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Does the crescent look like a smile or an archer's bow? Only now in late winter does the waxing crescent look like a smile. The rest of the year, it's more or less lit up on the right side, especially in the autumn. And by the way, the crescent moon is never oriented like a frown. The moon's orientation also varies with your location. It's most perfectly lit up on the bottom, as seen from southern states. But in truth, the February and March new moon is pretty much a smile everywhere. Who can resist? Check it out this week during evening twilight. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.